we got one player injured, and that's Adrian. Yeah, he felt calf after the West Brom game, not during the game, and then he reported it the day after, and unfortunately, it's like it's a minor injury, but because it's calf, and calf is always a bit dodgy, so he's out tomorrow, and probably out till the end of the season, yeah, like three games. But maybe he will be okay. You never know. But yeah, that's the situation. He's the only one that's injured.
You've got an able deputy in Randolph.
We have a great deputy in Randolph. Yeah, I mean, whenever we needed him, if that was in the beginning of the season when Adrian got a red card in the second game against Leicester, Randy stepped in for three games and he was brilliant. And then, as you know, he was playing in the FA Cup, and he's one of the biggest reasons why we went quite far in the FA Cup. He was great against Man U away. He was really good home against Man U. He was brilliant against Liverpool, home and away. So, as I said, we are happy to have him here. He's a great goalkeeper, basically.
Three games left.
Yeah.
You're still in with the chance of a top four finish. Has that surprised you? Have you surprised yourself? Has the team surprised you to be in this position?
Yes and no. You know, we're always approaching before the season quite optimistic. And I hoped, me and my staff, we hoped and we expected us to. I mean, it was our job to try to make a good team that's playing good and that is winning as many games as possible. I hoped for that in one way, also expecting it. In the other hand, of course, you know it's Premier League and that's very easy. You can be in trouble. Yeah. But let's say that we are doing well and good. But that's what we set our wishes or goals or whatever quite high, and they are still high, and we are really happy, and we are grateful that we are with three games to go in a competition for European place, whether you're talking about top four, which is quite hard but possible, or top six. We are there, but we have to be on top of our game in every of these three games, no matter if we're talking about top four or top six finish or top seven finish even. Yeah, there are a couple of teams like below us, you know, that are playing good, that and they are capable of winning their games. They're basically winning like we are winning, and the gap is not so big. So we will have to basically collect as many points as possible to keep that gap.
As you approach the final games at Upton Park,
yeah,
there'll be emotional games as well because of the history of the stadium. Is it a challenge for you to tell the players to detach the emotion from the actual game?
Yeah.
Is that something that you're going to have to
do? To be fair, we don't think about Man United game. I mean, we have three games to go, but I told the guys we have one game. We have one game, and it's really like that. We have one game, and that's a game against Swansea. Because if we beat Swansea, I mean, the game against Man United, it's the last game ever to be played at Upton Park and all that. It's Man United, and it's a special kind of a game anyway. And then after that, you have Stoke game that hopefully is going to be another cup final for us. So tomorrow we have a very dangerous game, and we have to be really and only concentrate on it, because otherwise those couple of games will not be or would not be so important for us. And if we want to, we spoke a few minutes ago about our position, that we have to be on top of all three games. So basically it's the only... We have one game, and that's the game that we are playing tomorrow against Swansea. and we need to be totally focused and concentrate only on that game, not thinking about Man United, not thinking about Stoke, not thinking about all those things. Last game ever to be played at Bowling Ground or whatever. Only Stokes, Swansea tomorrow. Yeah, massive game for us. Massive.